I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, February 7th. The Eastern Nazarene College property in Quincy has been sold. The Crane Company from Wichita, Kansas, purchased the entire 21-acre property and plans to develop residential housing on a portion of the land. 2006 ENC graduate Graham Crane is the owner of the real estate development firm, says he wants to work with the city and the community to preserve ENC's rich history in Quincy, to combine historical redevelopment that preserves the unique character of the campus with new residential development that will include multifamily townhomes and senior living residences. Crane says he also wants to incorporate community amenities and green space. ENC President Colleen Durr says Crane has a unique understanding of and appreciation for ENC's legacy as both an educational institution and a part of the local community. Crane is also purchasing Campus Kinder House, which he intends to maintain as an independent preschool. ENC is closing after over 100 years in Quincy. The remaining 78 students will graduate in May. The city of Quincy has filed another lawsuit to try and stop Boston from building a new Long Island Bridge. The city yesterday filed suit against the Department of Environmental Protection, arguing that a new bridge would harm the environment and create dangerous traffic in North Quincy and Squantum. The suit in Suffolk Superior Court claims that the DEP approved a shoddy, cheap inspection and construction method that could mean a new bridge would collapse. The suit also claims Boston did not follow proper filing procedures and that Boston's plans to use the old bridge supports is unsafe. A judge recently did approve of Boston's plans to build a new bridge. Boston says it wants to build the bridge and open a substance use treatment center on Long Island. The old bridge was demolished in 2015 due to structural concerns. Quincy has spent almost $1 million fighting Boston's plans for the new bridge. An Abington woman suffering non-life-threatening injuries in a rollover crash in Quincy last night. Police say the 28-year-old woman was traveling south when she crashed into the rear of a pickup truck that was parked on the southern artery across from Mount Wollaston Cemetery just after 6 p.m., causing her car to roll over. The woman was taken to South Shore Hospital for treatment. Both cars sustained heavy damage and were towed from the scene. So far, no citations have been issued. Teamsters, Local 25 members at Airgas in Hingham are on strike after voting down what they say is an unfair contract proposal. The strike went into effect at midnight on February 1st after the 13 drivers' contracts expired. The workers, who stood out on Research Road, argued for better pay and benefits. The strike has caught the attention of State Representative Joan Moschino, State Senator Patrick O'Connor, and State Senator Paul Feeney, who have all expressed support. In a statement, Airgas said they respect and value all 18,500 associates and remain committed to providing services for their customers. Airgas is a supplier of gases, welding equipment, and supplies and safety products with over 900 retail locations. Representatives have about 36 amendments to consider yesterday when they take up the first substantive legislation of the term, a $425 million mini-budget meant to both fund the emergency shelter program and make large-scale changes to the state's response to family homelessness. The outlay, which would come on top of the roughly $500 million already approved for shelter spending this fiscal year, would keep the maxed-out system that ran out of cash last week afloat through June, ahead of fiscal 2026, when policymakers are hoping to see fewer people in shelters and less state spending. The House bill would impose a new six-month limit on how long families can stay in shelters, as well as a rigid cap on the number of families the state will serve in 2026, no more than 4,000 at a time, a one-third cut from the caseload as of January 30th. Well, it is regarded as one of the best violins the world has ever heard, and it is set to go on the auction block. The Joachim Stradivarius was crafted in 1714 by the famed violin maker Antonio Stradivari. The violin is currently valued at $12 to $18 million. If sold at the top end of that range, it would break the record for the most expensive instrument ever, beating a $15.9 million Stradivarius that sold in 2011. The violin was also owned by 19th century violinist Joseph Joachim before it got into the hands of Simon Ho, who acquired it in 1969. After his death in 2009, Ma's estate gifted the violin to the New England Conservatory in Boston. It's where he earned a master's degree in 1950. The conservatory is now putting the famed violin up for auction, with proceeds going to student scholarships. The violin goes up for auction today at Sotheby's in New York. MBTA Red Line service will be suspended between JFK, UMass, and Braintree this weekend. Free buses will make all stops between JFK, UMass, and Braintree. And riders may also use the commuter rail for free between Braintree, Quincy Center, JFK, UMass, and South Station. The closure is for signal upgrade work on the Red Line. A celebration of life service for the late Francis X. Bellotti will be held at the Marriott Hotel in Quincy on Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. Bellotti, formerly of Quincy, died on December 17th at the age of 101 in his Hingham home. He served as an attorney general and lieutenant governor in Massachusetts. Family and friends are invited to Sunday's service. Check of business news. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 125. The Nasdaq rose 99. And the S&P added 22. Asian stocks also mixed. The dollar rose, the euro was down, oil at almost $71 a barrel. Sports: Celtics lose to Dallas, 127 to 120. They'll take on the Knicks in New York tomorrow night at 8:30. The Bruins take on the Vegas Golden Knights tomorrow at 3:30 at the Garden. Forecast from the National Weather Service today: partly cloudy and windy, a high of 37 degrees. Tonight, cloudy with a low in the lower 30s. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy, high of 34. And we've got snow overnight Saturday into Sunday. Could be anywhere from 4 to 8 inches of accumulation by the time it ends later on Sunday. The high of 33 on Sunday. Then sunshine on Monday with a high 31. The marine forecast calling for 2-foot waves, west winds 15 to 20, gusting to 30 knots. There is a small craft advisory in effect. High tide 7:10 p.m. Sunrise 6:50, sets at 5:06. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, February 7th.